Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Predators back in action tonight. We say hello to Mr. Hal Gill. Hal, happy belated birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
This was a big one, right? When this...
This is a 5-0, yeah.
The big 5-0. Well, congratulations, and I hope you had a good birthday and all of that. I know the Preds game didn't go to plan, but I thought it was. I mean, I like the way that they have played, especially against Montreal. That goal getting called back was a killer, though.
Yeah, that was a tough one. But I feel I agree with you. They're playing hard. They're doing some good things. The same old thing. That like when they play well, they can't find a way to score goals, and it costs them. But you know, in the end of you're looking at these young guys and how they're going to compete, and you know, maybe it's a good thing because you want to get your draft position as good as you can get, but at the same time you want to play good hockey because you want to feel good about it. But yeah, no doubt it's frustrating for some of the veterans, but the younger guys I think are just trying to get into the hunt and figure out their game.
Islanders come into town tonight, and there's two things in play here. One, they're fighting for a playoff spot. They're probably out of it, but you know, still trying to stay in the mix and stay relevant there. And two, they're just coming off of a game where they're on the other side of history in Alex Ovechkin breaking the goal record. So, I mean, does that kind of motivate the Islanders a little more coming into this one tonight?
Yeah, no, I was watching that game, and of course everyone wants to see history with Ovechkin scoring the goal, and it was perfect. It was amazing. It was this vintage shot, just letting it rip, and he gets the goal, and then it's, what is it, 25 minutes that they had to wait during the second period, and the Islanders are sitting there going, guys, I don't know if you know this, but this is kind of a big game for us. Like, we need a win here. We need to play this game, or we're going to be kicked out of the playoffs. So, they get that win, and now they want to stack them together, and you know, they were hoping Nashville would help them out and take Montreal down a peg, and then they could come in here and beat the Preds, and so I'm sure they're dying. I've been in that position, and we've seen the Preds in that position where you need every point you can get, and so this is a huge 2 points for them to stay in the mix.
I thought it was interesting. Barry Trotz, you know, was on the TV broadcast the other night, and obviously he coached Alex Ovechkin in Washington, won a Stanley Cup with him. And we're biased. We love Trotzy here in Nashville. But I do think Alex's game kind of changed when Barry got to Washington because, as Barry has talked about, he got Alex to play all aspects of the game and made him a better hockey player. We always knew he was going to score goals. That was kind of the easy part for him. But how much did you see Ovechkin's game change when Trotz got to Washington?
Yeah, I think there was a buy-in. And I think – and I'm saying this with a grain of salt because I think when the game matters, when it really – when he needs to compete and battle, that's when he raises his game. If you watch the game and I've seen him regular season, Ovi is a different breed. I don't think he took a full stride the whole game and still scored, the most goals ever. And he got the big goal, but watching that game, he didn't make a stride. He didn't skate at all. But when he needs to turn it on and the team needs it, he can dig in, and he's a monster. You know, he's 6'3", 240, just a beast. And when he wants to put someone down, he can, and he has that defensive awareness that I think, you know, in large part he got with Trotzy. Trotzy kind of tightened the screws on him, and so he's aware of the game he needs to play. I'm not saying he plays it all the time, but when they need it, he steps up big time. And the bottom line is, I always told the skilled players, like, I don't care. Don't worry about playing defense. I'll cover for you. I'll kill a penalty, and you just wait for the puck. We'll get it up to you, but you better score goals. And that's what he's done, and he's had a heck of a season, you know, 41 goals and he's 39 years old, so I'll take that on my team any day.
Talking to Hal Gill in the Chasing Big Joe show. Hal, five games left for the Preds, and I know you hate this question, and I hate asking, like, oh, what's there left to play for the Predators tonight? But I mean, Adi, what's your motivation to go to the arena tonight? I know you want to win the game and you get paid and all that other stuff, but deep down, what gets you fired up for tonight when you really have nothing to play for? I hate saying that.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, you got a lot of guys that have a bunch to play for. This is their audition. They have five games left. You know, Matthew Wood is going out there. Like, he's dying for this game. You know, he just got one under his belt. He wants to go prove himself again. And you have a long list of those guys. Look at the back end, you know, Delgado, and England is out there fighting, chucking bombs. That fight was insane. You know, he's got something to play for. You go up and down the list with Stastny. Then you go to Ford, Svechkov, and Evangelista. All these guys are trying to prove themselves so that they can be in the mix next year. And this is their final audition. As a veteran, losing sucks, guys. I don't care when, you know, obviously you want to play for the cup. It means more when you have a chance to win the cup and you want to get into the playoffs. And that's when you, you know, good things can happen for your career. And as a veteran, you want to be in the mix. But still, winning is a heck of a lot of fun. And so I think these guys are going out there and they want to play right. They don't want to be embarrassed. They want to compete and they want to show that they care and they want to win. And so I think that's the bottom line. You look at what O'Reilly has done. He's kind of the consummate professional, but he just loves winning. He loves competing and he wants to prove it again tonight.
I love having guys like that. Somebody asked me about the prospects and the Predators. And I'm like, look, I can barely remember who the head coach is. When you talk about the future of the Nashville Predators, I mean, can you put it together like, look, coming up, they got these guys, and this guy is going to be good, or is it all a wait and see?
I think there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, you know, between the end of this season and, you know, that's why guys are trying to influence decisions with how they play in these last five games. But, you know, as soon as the season ends, there's going to be exit meetings and there's going to be, you know, ultimately the coaches, the staff, the brass, Trotsky's got a lot of triggers to pull and he's got to pull the right ones. And whether that's moving guys or, you know, you have cap space, you have draft capital, you know, do you want to retool and make it work now? Because you have the veterans in place that are going to be here. Do you want to just burn another year and kind of wait to get some of those draft picks to hit and some of the prospects to pop up? Or do you want to retool it, sign some free agents, and move some of those draft picks to get better players? There's a lot of things that can go in, and, you know, they have to figure out the coaching staff. Is Bruno in with Trotsky? And Trotsky, does he feel comfortable with that? More importantly, do the players feel comfortable with that? And so I think there's got to be a lot of hard conversations and a lot of deep dives into where this organization is going to go, because there's a lot of ways it could go. You know, some teams are bumped up against the cap. They don't have draft picks.
Right.
They got to go get free agents. There's a lot of options that the Preds have, and, you know, it's going to depend on where their draft goes, and is it a player that they want to see soon, or is it something that they want to wait on? Do they want to move some of those picks and trade for a guy? Do they want to go out and get, you know, an offer sheet for a restricted free agent? Like, those are the things that they need to talk about, because, you know, they could retool and turn this around and have a competitive team next year, or they could buy the time and wait till the right time to strike. I don't know all those answers. Barry Trotz, I don't think, knows all those answers right now, but I know Barry, and he's going to turn over every stone to see what he should do next year.
Tell me real quick, the exit interview, is that where they're brutally honest with you? Do they make jokes? Do you joke about, I mean, how does this work? I've never had an exit interview. It's always been, hey, just get the hell out of here.
It's rough. I won't lie to you. You know, the season ends, and the first thing you want to do is go to the bar with the boys and just wash it down and put it to bed. And on a losing season, it's the worst. You know, you're just dreading that. As a younger guy, you're nervous as hell because you're going to sit in there with the coaches and you're going to go through the season and what you need to improve on. And yeah, it's going to be a hard conversation as a veteran. It's, you know, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of that guy? Are you going to be around, or are you going to get moved? And what do you need to do to be a better leader, to be a better player?
Wow.
And it's honest and it's tough, and you're more than likely hungover, and you don't want to sit there and deal with it, but it's something you have to go through, and you have to bury the hatchet. And, you know, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made. And as a player, you're thinking, am I that decision, or where do I end up? And you have those hard conversations. And I did it with Trotsky, and, you know, it's tough. And I did it with David Poyle. That was a tough one too. You know, it's just, you know, on a losing season, it's the worst. So I feel for these guys, but it needs to be said. The air needs to be cleared. And then you go into the summer with, you know, a fresh reset.
Yep, and that reset is coming very, very soon. Hal, appreciate the time as always, and we will see you tonight.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game tonight, guys.
Absolutely. Hal Gill joining us here on the program, as he does every Tuesday at 9:30.
I was like, oh, God, they're calling again. Oh, hell.
I don't think it's that way by any means.
I got a question, well, just for the next segment, about the Predators. And I'm looking at all the leagues. What do you think, Chase McCabe, is the most hapless franchise? I mean, you just never talk about them. They're never brought up. There's one on here that I kind of feel sorry for. And it could be any league, but this is an NBA team.
Okay.
That's very hapless.
We will discuss that coming up next. Tune into Sports Talk 8:30 tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on the Memphis Redbirds. Pre-game at 6:20. First pitch at 6:35.
What time's that game tonight?
6:20 pregame.
It's not a home game.
It is. All right, first pitch at 6:35.
Against Memphis.
Against Memphis. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure.